Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue on our study of commentaries on the Quran. We're still moving on in our study to Quran chapter 17. In our last broadcast, we talked about the claims of the Muslims that Muhammad performed many miracles. For example, they said that he split the moon, or he actually made his trip from Mecca to the mosque in Jerusalem up to heavens, coming back in literally few minutes. He also causes the water to flow from his fingers to satisfy the thirst of his companions. Muhammad also reversed the sun, and he healed the blind, and he healed the sick by blowing on them or by spitting on them. Now we ask the question in our last broadcast. Is this true? Can we see any evidence from the word of Allah in the Quran that Muhammad did perform all these miracles and more, as Muslims claim? And to do so, let us examine the Quran to see the signs or the miracles which the Arabs in Muhammad's day were hoping that Muhammad would perform. They said to him in many verses throughout the Quran, they would love to see one sign or one miracle from Muhammad by which they will know for sure that he's a prophet, and by Muhammad performing such miracles, they will believe in him. So here is what is written in Quran chapter 17 and verse 59. And nothing prevented us from sending the signs, or the word miracles here, except that the ancients denied them. And we gave the camel to Samud, a visible, so they treated her unjustly. And we do not send with the signs except to make fear. It's a little bit strange to look at how Allah look at miracles. And the contradiction here is very clear when we compare the rest of the verses of the Quran where Allah causes other prophets to perform miracles. It seems to me here that the only reason why Allah sent miracles is to scare the daylight out of the people, which is, with any logic or common sense, the opposite of the purpose for why God will cause any person to perform miracles. The miracle was to be performed for the purpose of leading people to believe in God, making people believe that that message which the prophets or the messenger are sharing is true. We have talked about that many times in the past, and I will hint to it again today. But according to Quran 17:59, the only purpose why Allah sent the miracle is to scare the people. It is to make them fear. That does not make any sense. And the reason why Allah did not send miracles or signs on Muhammad, it was given clearly without any second suggestion or second opinion, is because it's not going to work. Allah sent messengers before Muhammad, and those messengers performed miracles, and nobody believed. And the good example which Muhammad mentioned here is about an invented story by Muhammad concerning a prophet by the name Saleh, who just happened to be the one who performed a great miracle for the people of his days. And what was that miracle? It was for Prophet Saleh to bring a camel to the people of Samud out of a big rock. And how? By seeing that miraculous things, they will believe in Allah. First of all, the story is referred to in the Quran over 20 times. Sometimes just the name Samud, sometimes it is one sentence, and sometimes it is a longer story in many verses. Now, when you read the story, there is no details. And it seemed to me, when Muhammad does not have any details about anything he's talking about, he loved to repeat himself with a little bit more information here, a little bit more information there, and that's where you see many contradictions. So what did Prophet Saleh do? Prophet Saleh asked Allah to bring a camel out of a rock. And behold, the rock made the sound of agony as if it is a woman about to have a baby. And behold, the rock was opened and a camel came out of it. Not only that camel came out of the rock, but that camel was actually pregnant. So now we got a camel and its baby came in together from the rock. The baby was born later. And what did the people of Samud do? They actually killed the camel. And the baby camel was able to escape, going back to the same rock where her mama came out at the beginning. It is a foolish made-up story, because from reading the Quran and all these verses, it begins in chapter 7, chapter 9, 11, 14, 17, 22, 25, 26, 27, 29, 38, 40, 41, 50, 51, 53, 54, 69, 85, 89, and 91. Imagine with me, the story is repeated all over the Quran in all these chapters. And we have no answer for any simple question like, who are the people of Samud? Where were they located? Who is that Prophet Saleh? When that story took place? We have zero information. All what we know is Prophet Saleh performed that great miracle and people did not believe. And that's why the judgment of Allah was on them. And they all perished in many different ways. When in reality, if such miracle was ever performed, at least many of the people would have believed in it. Imagine with me, a camel come out of a rock. And that camel was pregnant. Many people would have believed in it. But you read the Quran, it was like nothing. They just hamstrung her and killed her. And that was the end of the story. Nobody believed in it. So why in the world did Allah the All-Knowing send such miracle to his prophet Saleh, if Allah knows that the people will not believe? But I believe deep in my heart that Muhammad made up this story simply because Muhammad wanted the people of Quraysh to know that people before them asked for miracles and the miracles were performed and people did not believe. Therefore, that's why Allah will not do it again. Allah will not send any more miracles by any prophet because it does not work. It is simply waste of time and effort. And now let me share with you other verses in the Quran from which we learn that Muhammad did not perform any miracles. In Quran chapter 2 and verse 118 we read, "And those who do not know said, were it not that Allah would speak to us or a sign come to us? Likewise said those who were before them, a saying like their sayings, their heart became alike. We indeed have shown the signs clearly to people who are certain." Now, you think you read a verse like that and you could not understand what the verse said. So you go to Muslim scholars' interpretation and read what Allah meant by what he said in that verse. But surprise, surprise, when you go to Muslim scholars' interpretation like Al-Tabari, you come out of this problem with a bigger problem, because even Muslim scholars do not know what Allah is talking about. For example, Al-Tabari said, "When Allah said, and those who do not know said, who are those who do not know?" We got four options. The first option, they are the Christians. The second, they are the Jews. The third are the infidels. The fourth are the polytheists among the Arabs. That covers them all. That's everybody who lived in the Saudi Arabia Peninsula in Muhammad's day. So obviously, scholars do not know who are the people who said that. Now, what was the request of these people? They want Allah to speak to them, or a sign will come from Allah to them. And did they get that request? No. Why? Because Allah in the same verse said, "Likewise said those who were before them." And you ask Muslim scholar, who are those who said the same thing before them? And believe it or not, it's the same four options, because scholars disagree. Those are the Christians, those are the Jews, those are the infidels, those are the idol worshippers. So if Muslim scholars do not know who in the world Allah is talking about, those who said or those who said before, how in the world we can really have an understanding to that verse? The answer is very simple. There is no understanding. All what Muhammad said here, he made up a verse in Quran chapter 2 verse 118 to tell us that, oh, some people ask if Allah will speak to them or Allah perform a miracle, And they did that like the other people who asked before that. And guess what? Allah chose not to do it. End of story. Wow. What about all the verses in the Quran where we know for sure that Allah did perform miracles through many of his prophets? I'm not just talking about God performing miracles through his true prophet in the Bible. I'm talking about Allah in the Quran. And people believed because Allah performed these miracles through his prophets or his messengers. Why Muhammad did not talk about Moses or Isa, the Jesus of the Quran, to tell us that, hey, prophets performed miracles and people believed in them because of their miracles.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Well, let's look at another verse. It is still Quran chapter 2 and verse 145. For there we read, "And even though you bring to the people who have received the book with every sign, they will not follow your direction, and you will not follow their direction, and some of them are not following the direction of others. And if you follow their desires after some of the knowledge came to you, surely then you will be among the unjust." What in the world Muhammad is talking about? So once again, people were asking Muhammad to perform a miracle, to prove to them that he is a true prophet or a true messenger. And what was the purpose of that? That they may follow the direction of the prayer. We call this in Arabic Qibla. As Muhammad prayed towards Mecca, they will follow him and pray with him towards Mecca. It's not about actually believing in him. It's not about becoming Muslims. It's very simple. It is if Muhammad performed a sign or a miracle, they will follow his direction in their prayers. Which is a big problem. Why? Because Muhammad himself changed the direction of his own prayer. He was praying towards Mecca. Hopefully he will make the people of Mecca like him, and it did not work. Then he started praying towards Jerusalem. Hopefully he will make the Jewish people like him, and it did not work. Then he turned his face back and prayed towards Mecca. Is the prayer about what way we pray or to whom we pray? I believe Muhammad was not a very successful prophet for two reasons. Number one, he did not know where to pray or to whom he must pray. But worse than that, he did not perform any miracles like other prophets, as we mentioned, like Moses, like Jesus, who performed great miracles and people believed in them because of the signs or the miracles they performed. Once again, Quran chapter 6 and verse 37, we read the request of the people of Muhammad to perform a sign that they may believe in him and in his message. And that is when Allah states, "And they said, were it not that a sign had been sent down on him from his Lord? Say, surely Allah is able to send down a sign, but most of them do not know." What a great answer from Allah. The simplest question is that people said, if Allah will send a sign or a miracle on Muhammad so that we may believe in him. And Allah's answer is, oh, surely I can do it. But most of you do not know. Do not know what? That I can do it. Do what? Perform a miracle. Why don't you do it? Well, because most of you do not know. How about the one who knows that you can do it? Why can't you do it just for those who know that you can do it? What a ridiculous answer from Allah and the Quran, by which we know that Muhammad did not perform any miracles. Let's go a little bit deeper. In the same chapter, chapter 6 and verse 109, we read, and they swear by Allah with a strong oath. If a sign would come to them, they would believe in it. Say, surely signs are only with Allah. And how do you feel it is? If it comes, they will not believe. Wow. Once again, the people are very sincere. The Christians, the Jews, the infidels, the polytheists of Quraysh are all wanna believe. They actually swear by Allah with a strong oath. We will believe if you perform a miracle. And what was the answer of Allah? Another ridiculous answer. Because here we read, Allah said, surely signs are only with Allah. We know the sign is with Allah. That's why we're asking you to ask Allah to perform one miracle for us, Muhammad. I do not believe that the people in Muhammad's day were looking for a sign by Muhammad through Muhammad's own strength, but they wanted him to perform a miracle by Allah's strength. But then Allah said, and how do you feel it is? What in the world is that sentence? If it comes, that if the sign will come, they will not believe. How in the world, Allah being that negative, that he will not perform a simple sign or a miracle for the people of Mecca, that he can prove to them that Muhammad is a prophet or a messenger so that they may believe in Allah. But somehow, Muhammad and Allah knows that if Muhammad performed any miracles or show any signs, people will not believe anyway. Well, let's move on to another verse. That is Quran chapter 7 and verse 203. For there we see another way of how Muhammad or Allah were defending their position for Muhammad not to perform any miracles. For in verse 203 we read, and if you did not bring a sign to them, they say, would it not that you had invented it? Say, surely I only follow what is revealed to me from my Lord. This is proof from your Lord and guidance and mercy to a believing people. What are we talking about here? Once again, the people in Muhammad's day were asking Muhammad to perform a miracle or a sign. And Muhammad did not bring any miracle or any sign. Muhammad simply said, I am a prophet. I am a messenger. So the people would answer, obviously, you invented your claim to be a prophet. You are not a prophet. You are not a messenger because you could not prove to us you are a prophet or you are a messenger by just simply perform a miracle to us. But then Allah answer is very clear. Oh, tell them, Muhammad, tell them I'm a prophet, I'm a messenger, and I only bring to you that which is revealed to me. What are we talking about? The Quran. That's why Muslims believe that the Quran is the miracle of all miracles, and the Quran is the evidence that Muhammad is a prophet. And for the people who believe in the Quran, they will receive mercy and guidance. Simply because they believe in Muhammad to be a prophet without any proof or evidence. They just like his Quran, and Muhammad is just the man who follow that which is revealed to him in the Quran. Another verse from which we learn that Muhammad did not perform any miracles is that which is written in Quran chapter 13 and verse 7. As we read, and those who became infidels say, were it not that a sign had been sent down on him, meaning Muhammad, from his Lord, surely Allah is answering, you, Muhammad, are only a warner, and to every people is a guide. What kind of answer is that? Muhammad will not perform any miracles or any signs to prove to the people that he is a prophet or a messenger from God. And the answer of Allah to Muhammad, oh, you're just a warner. Excuse me, you mean Muhammad's not a prophet? Muhammad is not a messenger? Because I've seen in the Quran that prophets and messengers who came before him performed miracles. That's why people believe in Allah, the God of Moses, in Allah, the God of Isa, and other people who performed miracles. In the same chapter, Quran chapter 13 and verse 27, we have another way for Allah to answer the problem of why Muhammad did not perform any miracles. And that is, as we read, and those who became infidels say, would it not that a sign had been sent down on him, meaning Muhammad, from his Lord, the mean Allah? Say, that is, Allah is telling Muhammad. His answer, surely Allah misleads whom he wills, and he guides to himself those who turn. You mean the only reason why Allah did not perform miracles by the hand of Muhammad, it is because Allah wants to mislead people? So Allah does not want people to become Muslims so they can die as infidels or Jews or Christians or mushrikeen? And they will spend eternity in hell? Yes, indeed. That's why Allah did not send any miracles on Muhammad. In our next broadcast, Lord is willing, we'll be talking about the challenge which was given by the infidels or those who did not believe in Muhammad in Mecca to Muhammad in Quran chapter 17, verses 90 to 93. We will also look at what Allah stated in the Quran about the miracles which were performed by other prophets in the Quran and how people believed in them after seeing these miracles. We'll also be talking about the miracles in the Bible, how prophets in the Bible performed miracles and why they performed miracles and what was the result of performing such great miracles. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.